Cole heard someone getting up to snap the lights on. Garvey, still wearing his rumpled jeans and faded wool shirt, hurried to his bedside. A door opened from the next room and Rosie rushed in. "What's wrong?" she asked. Cole looked at the two of them, his nightmare still haunting him.
"I had a dream," he said, his voice raspy. "People helped me, then they turned into monsters and laughed at me."
"It was just a dream,"
Garvey said, resting his hand on Cole's arm.
"But you two were there."
Rosie took Cole's hand in hers.
"Well, I'm not a monster," she smiled. "Maybe Garvey is."
Cole didn't smile.
"Why do you guys help me?"
Rosie looked at her watch.
"It's yours and for the pay and good hours."
Then she shrugged.
"Why live if you can't help others and make the world a better place?"
Cole looked up at Garvey.
"Why do you help me?"
"Because we're friends."
Cole let his frustration show.
"No, you didn't even know me when you first started helping me in Minneapolis."
Garvey studied Cole before answering.
"You're right. I did it for myself."
Cole nodded.
"That's what I figured. You didn't care about me. You were..."
"You're wrong," Garvey said. "I did care about you. But helping others is how I help myself."
"You need help?"
Cole asked, surprised.
Garvey nodded. "I see a lot of myself in you. When I was your age, I spent 5 long years in prison for things I'll go to my grave regretting. I lived my early years here in Drake, but no one cared enough to take me through circle justice. If they had, maybe things would have been different."
He shook his head with a sad smile.
"Take my word for it. Jail scars the soul. And I was never able to help those I hurt."
"Cole,"
Rosie said, touching his bandaged arm.
"In a few months, your body will heal. But time won't heal your mind as easily. Helping others can help heal your wounds of the spirit."
Still troubled by his dream, Cole said,
"There are people who want to hurt me."
Rosie squeezed Cole's hand.
"Those are the people who need your help. I'll bet you weren't a bundle of fun when Garvey first met you."
Cole shook his head.
"How is your pain?"
Rosie asked.
"I hurt,"
Cole said. The Tlingit nurse unwrapped a packet and prepared a syringe and needle.
"Let's give you something to help you sleep."
"Give me something to take away the monsters," Cole said.
"Only you can do that," she answered.